Hey. Welcome, everybody, to our show. Let's create a better world. This is Bobby Elias, your host, along with our new co-host, Divine Aubrey. And we're ready to talk about a lot of good things about exercise, how it can help you live longer and healthier. Today, specifically, we're going to talk about yoga. But we will, time permitting, get into a few other things, other exercise forms and ways. Again, our concentration, our dedication is for you, the listener, to live longer, healthier, and happier. And we're doing it already. We get calls from people that love the concept. Even though it's let's create a better world, we're more into body, mind, spirit, aging, all the new breakthroughs in all the great, great things such as There's new machines, there's laser machines, there's computers that are attached to the body that tell you all about your body. And also, one more announcement before we get the show rolling. We have the archives are now up to date on the phone archives, telephone archives. Here's the number. Take it down. Get your pen and paper out. You can hear the most recent shows of ours on the number I'm about to give you. Here it is. Area 701-719-0994. There are 5 buttons to press. You can hear 5 different shows, mostly that were done over the last few weeks. Okay. Let's get started. Divine, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Bobby. How are you this morning? Or this afternoon,
I should say. Well, yeah, listeners to know, that's all right. For our listeners to know, we're taping this at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We tape it early, and then it comes on as usual time of 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock Pacific. Great show today. We're going to talk about yoga and other forms of exercise. Go ahead and, if you can, Divine, give our listeners a real... We have new listeners. We have people that have never done yoga, a little bit older maybe. Can you give them a little, really, one-on-one on what is yoga and some of the little things that you want to get started and just go right through from there?
Absolutely, Bobby. My pleasure. You know, yoga is my baby. I've been practicing yoga for over, 20-plus years. I'm very grateful for being introduced to yoga at a very young age, and it has been very, very beneficial in my life. I will start. The meaning of the word yoga means union and or yoke of body, mind, and spirit. And it's a quieting down of the body, mind, and spirit so one can go into prayer and meditation. That's why you'll often hear people say, oh, it's so relaxing and stress releasing, because it's quieting down our 5 senses so we can get more in tune with our inner self. However, it has great physical benefits as well. Increased flexibility, increased muscle strength and tone. It increases one's breathing, which is very important. Our respiration, energy, vitality, maintains a balanced metabolism. So I would say more than 50-plus benefits, physical benefits of yoga. Originally, though, it was really designed to allow someone to be more in touch with their inner self. So it's a great discipline. And it is a discipline. However, it's fun. If you're practicing at a studio, it creates community. There's a community that's established of like-minded individuals, so you end up participating in social events with them. So it's just a wonderful, healthy thing to incorporate in your everyday lifestyle.
Great. You know, there are people say that it was it started in Egypt. Some people say India, and you can add to that. But the thing is, it sounds like because those countries were really deep into meditation, breathing, silence, sitting still. And I think somehow, because people, you know, move around and exercise and stretch, that maybe that's, give me your thoughts on that, on what I just said.
Yes, you know, the purpose of yoga, the original context of yoga was spiritual development practices to train the body and mind for self-observation and become aware of their own nature. And this is a practice that oftentimes, or let me say, in the Eastern countries, they have more of a holistic approach. So I'm not certain where it was actually developed. A lot of people, like you said, say in Egypt, if you look it up online, it says the origin of yoga was in northern India over 5,000 years ago, and the word yoga was first mentioned in the oldest sacred text, the Vedas. And the Vedas are a collection of texts containing songs and mantras and rituals to be used by the Vedic priests. But it is a practice that has proven, regardless of the origination, that has proven to enhance our lives, allow us to live longer and healthier lives. One of the greatest benefits for me has been just inherently, it has taught me to follow my breath instead of in this Western society. We have this hurry up and do it now lifestyle. And so our breath is working constantly to keep up with this hurried activity that we're involved in, whether it's mental activity or physical activity. So that really causes discord in all of our body functions, you know, our cells, the oxygenation of our lungs. So with yoga, it just through the practice of it, you're not even trying, but with consistent practice, it just slows down your breathing and allows you to think and feel before we react to things in life. And that has been a great benefit attribute for me, a very calming benefit that I have incorporated in my life.
Let me add something here. The purpose of it, when they first started, because the origins of it, where it started, it was thought to be, and it still is, a very spiritual practice. And I found when I do it, and I haven't done as much as you have, but I've done it, and I love it. I think it's great. It calms me down. It also, it's very flexible. It's good for toning. If you could add to that and anything else you want to say, Divine, because you're the yoga expert compared to me. Go ahead.
Well, I do practice every day, or at least 5 or 6 times a week, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. Actually, I consider it my job. I consider it my job and my gift to myself to practice, because if I don't have my health and well-being mentally, physically, spiritually, then, you know, what's the use of living? You know, we want to live a balanced life.
And Divine, you've been a yoga teacher too, right?
Yes, I'm an instructor as well. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm not teaching classes. I only teach private sessions because most of my time is spent in life coaching and chakra clearing energy work. But I still do teach yoga on a regular basis. You know, yoga is so wonderful. It cultivates health and well-being physically, emotionally, mentally, and socially through the regular practice of a range of different techniques, including postures and movement, breath awareness, relaxation, concentration. I just haven't felt anything or experienced anything better personally than yoga. Like I said, some of the benefits of yoga is increased flexibility, muscle strength and tone. And so you would say, well, why do I want increased flexibility? You know, it helps tight hips and tight hamstrings that can improve, proper alignment of your body, which improper alignment causes back pain and inflexibility in your muscles and connective tissues, such as, you know, ligaments, and it can cause one to have poor posture. And that means that all of our internal organs are not able to operate at their full capacity if we're leaning over and we have poor posture. So that's one benefit. Also, it builds muscle strength. And so strong muscles do not only allow us to look better, but they also protect us from conditions like arthritis, back pain, and they help prevent falls in elderly people. And when you build strength through yoga, you balance it with flexibility. And if you just went to the gym and lifted weights, you might build strength and at the expense of flexibility. So with yoga, you know, you can tie the two together. And there's so many different types of yoga, so one can choose. They're all hatha yoga, which means physical yoga, you know, actually performing. We call them asanas, and which is actually postures. But there's also kundalini yoga, which is just concentrates on our breathing and improving our lung capacity. But going back to the physical yoga, hatha yoga, there's many different forms to choose from. So basically they're the same postures, but they're performed, so to speak, or done in a different fashion. So there's power yoga, there's gentle yoga, there's Bikram yoga, hot yoga that people do in the heat, and that's my favorite in the heat. It does take a while to get accustomed, but it's so beneficial because it allows a person or teaches a person to breathe properly, because if you don't breathe properly, you'll fall out in the heat. But all of your muscles are warmed up, which is very important when you're exercising your muscles to prevent injury. And after a while, you actually start craving the heat. You really do. It allows one to breathe deeper and correctly to, as we inhale, to inflate our lungs. And as we exhale, to deflate our lungs, it's like letting air out of a balloon. And 95% of this Western society is breathing just the opposite. As they inhale, they're holding their stomach in and contracting their lungs. And as they exhale, they're inflating their lungs. And we are robbing ourselves of so much vitality and energy. And not only that, we're starving ourselves and all of our internal organs, because we're not giving it the breath of life that it needs. So I could just go on and on about the benefits of yoga. There's simple exercises that just brings your attention to your breath and to what's happening in your everyday life. It increases your awareness of what's going on with your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual body. Is just a way to get an excellent medium to get in touch with who we really are.
You're one of the people that yoga is the best, and I agree with you. It's for both those who don't know, they need to look into yoga, even stretching, balancing, breathing. But let me, for our listeners, this is Divine Aubrey speaking. She's a new co-host, been only with us for a few weeks. Doing a great job. She's all around person, having been a yoga teacher. She does chakras. She does all sorts of different modalities to health. So and this is why she's going to be working with me and this show. This is all Let's Create a Better World, but more and more we're doing more into body, mind, spirit, health, aging, especially new breakthrough information about new ways to get healthier and live longer. For example, a few weeks ago, we had a show about a new test to tell you how, new chemistry test to let you know which diseases you might be having in the next few years and also how much longer you'll be living. So anyway, we're into this show. Divine Aubrey is a new host. I'm Bobby Elias. So we're here every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So, Divine, let's talk more about, continue if you can, with anything you want to talk about. But I know that it's also good for weight. It's also good for calming. It's also good for the breathing, your whole apparatus. Get more into some of the things, some of the great things that that yoga does for new people, especially.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want to say one thing about a lot of people with yoga. They're like, "Oh, I'm not that flexible, or I'm not a contortionist. I can't do that." It's not right. about how flexible you are, and actually, with consistent practice, you will become more flexible, which is again very beneficial for our overall bodily health. So I don't want someone to think, oh, I have to be, you know, athletic or a dancer to do yoga. No, there's many people of all walks, all shapes, all sizes that can benefit and actually practice yoga, even simple just breathing exercises. And maybe we'll have the opportunity just to go through a simple breathing exercise that one doesn't, you know, there's something known as chair yoga. So for people who are dealing right. with physical challenges, that they don't even need to actually do the, you know, physical bodily postures to be able to benefit from yoga. But before we do that, I want to talk about how yoga increases our blood flow. You know, it gets our blood to flowing. And more specifically, the relaxation exercises that we learn in yoga can help our circulation, especially in our hands and feet. You also get oxygen, more oxygen to our cells, which function better as a result. Twisting poses, which often can be done just sitting in a chair, are thought to wring out venous blood from the internal organs and allow oxygenated blood to flow in once the twist is released. It allows shoulder stands, which is pretty advanced. Shoulder stands are pretty advanced, but they encourage blood flow from the legs to the pelvis to flow back to the heart, which is very important because our blood flow is usually, you know, when we reverse it and turn ourselves upside down, even if it's just bending over, it's very refreshing to the lungs to get the blood pumped, you know, in the opposite direction instead of being stagnant. And when we're younger, of course, you know, none of this really makes a difference to us because we've been very active. But as our lifestyles become more, you know, sedate, then it's important to make sure that we increase our blood flow. And I also want to add that yoga is very fun. You know, it's a fun activity. And initially, it may be very challenging, but actually it's very fun. As I mentioned before, it increases our social life in a healthy way. We're able to communicate with people who are also very health conscious. And it's just a good way to create community. And again, I could go on and on. It's better for our bone health. It helps to ward off osteoporosis. Many postures in yoga require that you lift your own weight. And so that helps to strengthen the bones in our arm, which are particularly, you know, vulnerable to osteoporosis. So there was a study that was done in California at one of the Cal State universities that showed that yoga practice increased bone density in the vertebrae, which is very important, you know, in our spine, and yoga's ability to lower the levels of stress hormones may keep more calcium in our bones. So initially people used to think, oh, it's only for the, you know, woo-woo society, but they have come to find out in this Western world just how beneficial, how many physical attributes benefits that yoga does have.
Divine.
So I would not give it up for the world.
Well, I know. You're really into it. You're into it. You did a show with us on chakras a few weeks ago. That was your first time working with us, and now you're doing yoga. These are two things that you're really, really into, and I applaud you for that. For our listeners, this is Divine Aubrey, new co-host, talking about yoga. But we're going to get into other forms of exercise and other forms of things that you can do to keep your body healthy, young, and for us to live longer. That's what this show is all about. Let's keep it simple. We have people that I know would love to hear about chair yoga and about maybe a little more on breathing. simple things they can do in case they're disabled and not able to do, get on the floor and do all the things that most yogis do. Give us a little on chair yoga and more simple things that new people that are, for some reason, prefer something easier. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. One thing I would suggest would be working with our breath. Again, as I stated earlier, one of my greatest teachings from yoga is to learn how to follow the breath instead of our breath chasing us around. So a good way to do that is to narrow our breathing down to just inhaling and exhaling through the nose. And initially, as one does this, this may be challenging. So I would suggest that you definitely inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth until you're able to master inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And now this is not only suggested during your yoga practice, you know, during that hour or half hour or 5 minutes that you say, okay, I'm going to devote to starting to learn how to do yoga. But I suggest incorporating this yogic breathing in your everyday life, and you will notice how it calms down your breathing. As you're practicing inhaling and exhaling through your nose, also take note of the rhythm of your breath. How many counts are you inhaling to, and how many counts are you exhaling to? One of the big reasons for hyperventilating is because people are inhaling, trying to get as much air in as possible, and they're not exhaling completely. And believe it or not, our exhalations are more important than our inhalations, because the body is going to automatically inhale. But if a person is under stress, it's not going to automatically exhale. And that's how a person ends up hyperventilating, because they're taking in too much air and not expelling that air. So we should look at our lungs like a balloon. We want to fill it up with air to an even count. And I think for someone who hasn't been practicing yoga, it would probably be to a count of like four in that range. So inhale to a count of four. And we want to make sure that our exhalations are to a count of four as well. So that would be the first thing I would suggest for someone who does not have any physical disabilities, or for someone who has physical disabilities who are not able to do the actual physical, you know, body postures of yoga. Very, very beneficial to pay attention to our breath. It's our life force. I think I mentioned in the last time that we did the segment on chakra clearing, because I talked a little bit about the breath. Mm-hmm. I think it's about 3 weeks. There's a 3-3-3 rule. And there's 3 weeks before the human body starts going into starvation if we don't have any food, you know, real starvation. It's about 3 days that we can live without water, and it's about 3 minutes that we can live without breathing, unless you're an experienced yogi. And even at that, I mean, I'm sure it's only like 5 or 10 minutes. Our breath is so beneficial, and we pay the least attention to it. You know, we get up in the morning and we hurry here and hurry there, opposed to taking the time to give the attention and awareness to our very breath. It's our life force. It's how we live and breathe, you know, how we operate in this life. So yoga, through the process of yoga, it allows a person, or teaches a person without them even concentrating on it, how to breathe correctly. Because like I said, if you don't breathe correctly and you're doing these strenuous postures, you will actually become very lightheaded and, you know, possibility of passing out. And this is a good thing. It is really a good thing, because it brings our awareness to our breath and allows us to get more in touch and start doing proper breathing, which is inhaling and exhaling through the nose. So that would be the first suggestion I would have for someone to do yoga. From there, I mean, simple chair yoga, it could be someone who's confined, you know, to a wheelchair, and they would just gently maybe place their left arm on their right knee and gently just twist to their right side. You know, just stretching their neck muscles, their mid area, and breathing, coordinating their breath with the posture. And from there, slowly just moving their body back to the center, taking a moment to feel the benefit of the stretch that they've just done, and then place their right arm on their left knee and twist their entire upper body to the left side, including their, you know, head and their neck, and gently stretch all the muscles in their neck and their torso area. And this is gentle yoga, so no, you know, fast movement, just very, very slowly bringing themselves back to center and taking the time to inhale and exhale.
Oh, that's great. Go ahead.
One of the very important postures of yoga is called Shavasana. And Shavasana is dead men's pose. And basically, it's after you perform one of the postures, just to sit still, to be very, very still, and to recognize the benefit of the posture that you've just practiced. And we often do this at the end of class. So instead of, you know, getting out of yoga class and rushing out into our daily life, we take 2 or 3 minutes to actually envelop and experience the benefit, the gift that we've given our body. So even with the simple, you know, stretching exercise, it's very important just to give yourself a moment, 30 seconds or a minute to say, oh, how does my body feel? You know, what's the difference that I experience? So that's the number one posture, and it's just about sitting still and getting in tune with our body, recognizing the benefits of it or what we're actually feeling and experiencing in that moment. And that's a gift in itself, like I said, in this hurried world that we deal in, moving here and moving there and this text and that text. Just taking the time out to be with oneself is a gift in itself.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. You know, for me, Divine, it helps my circulation. It helps the muscles and it helps my whole body just feel better, more calm. Mm-hmm. And I sleep better when I do yoga or any kind of vigorous exercise. And by the way, for our listeners, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about other exercises, but we still have a little ways to go with this yoga talk by Divine Aubrey, our new co-host. I'm Bobby Elias, and this is Let's Create a Better World. Also, one other question, a thought for new people that I've counseled with that need to exercise. If some of them don't want to run or do this or do that, but I'll tell them, well, okay, just get a video or a DVD on stretching, on yoga, on breathing. These are important things to do to keep your body in tune. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, yes. And I'm happy that you mentioned the fact that one sleeps better. It allows one to sleep better. It allows you to pay more attention to your diet because you start feeling healthier. So you're like, well, okay, I want to keep this momentum going. And it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to join a yoga studio. Like Bobby just mentioned, you can get a video. You can go to your local library and pick up a book on yoga. There's some excellent books on yoga and breathing, some excellent teachers out there that have done, you know, the videos, the books. Oftentimes, if you have access to a computer, you can download a PDF, a file of different yoga exercises, and you can look up chair yoga, you can look up gentle yoga, power yoga. Kundalini yoga, again, is the yoga that just focuses on the breath. They do incorporate a little bit of stretching with, but it's primarily, Kundalini is primarily just the breathing, exercising, mastering the breathing. So, yeah,
right.
it's, it drops blood pressure. You know, if a person has got blood pressure, high blood pressure, well, first of all, I recommend before you start any exercise program to definitely, you know, check with your healthcare, you know, provider, because there's some postures with people who have high blood pressure that they don't want to do the inverted postures to begin with until they get their blood pressure under control, because it'll be too much of a rush of blood, you know, to their heart. So be very careful. Make sure you have the approval of your healthcare provider. But there were two studies done with people with hypertension published in the British Medical Journal, and it compared the effects of Savasana, that's the posture that I was just explaining to you, where basically you just lie flat on your back. They compared the effects of that posture with simple lying on the couch. And after 3 months, Savasana was associated with a 26-point drop in systolic blood pressure, the top number, and a 15-point drop in the diastolic blood pressure. Simply because your body is in a first of all, your body is in alignment, your spine is in alignment, and your hands are faced up, and opposed to being scrunched over on a couch, a person thinks that they're relaxing, but actually their body is not in a very good homeostasis, you know, posture. So something simple as just lying, even when you sleep at night, lying on your back and your spine is in alignment, helps to lower your blood pressure. So like I said, I could go on and on with the many benefits. It regulates the adrenal gland, makes you happier. And again, like I said, once you start practicing it, no matter how small of an amount you're incorporating in your life, it wants you, you know, it starts to inherently encourage you to live a healthier lifestyle, you know, by eating better, lowering your blood sugar, and just it helps. So those are kind of like the physical attributes. It's also excellent for your concentration and your discipline, because it is a discipline, and it does take the willingness to set the time aside daily, whether you're going to do it at home or go to the studio. But that consistency creates a pattern inside of us that kind of focuses the mind. That's why you'll hear a lot of the athletes, the pro athletes or dancers, how the yoga practice helps them in other areas of their lives. And for that matter, even professionals, when no matter what we're doing in life, it requires discipline and focus. So no matter what arena that we're in, it helps to foster that in our everyday life. So it helps us achieve whatever intentions that are important to us in our life.
Right. You know, I have spoken to a lot of yoga teachers, and one of the things that I noticed in about not just yoga, but about other forms of health, like health stores, a lot of people that are into all these good things live in nicer areas. They're middle class, actually more like above middle class. And the only problem with this is that a lot of poor people, people of color, people that are disabled, people that are older, veterans, get left out totally, because there are very few yoga studios in the poor areas. There are very few health stores. There's very few, a lot of things, even farmers markets. Well, they're starting to pick up a little with the farmers market. But I'm into all these things, and so are you. And this is why I love having you as a co-host, Divine. But, and by the way, this is Divine Aubrey that's been doing most of the talking, like an expert on yoga, breathing, chakras, and more. And that's why she's going to be a major part of this show in the future. And a lot of her work, you can hear when you call on the telephone archives. I haven't looked to see if it's on the written archives, but it should be on there soon, if not already on there. But most of the recent shows that we've done, and Divine was 2 weeks ago. I couldn't be on the show, so along with Stefan Rudolph, our other co-host, he interviewed a gentleman, a guest speaker, on mushrooms. And then a few weeks before that, you did a show complete on chakras and breathing. And we're going to have more on breathing and more on all these things. But let's give 1 or 2 minutes to summarize anything else that you left out, or anything else you want to encourage our people to do to get into yoga. And then let me take over to introduce the next part of the show. Divine, go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. I want to mention that there are a lot of community-based yoga classes today, which is wonderful, in so-called less privileged areas at the community centers. Even in the schools, they're starting to incorporate. It's under the after-school program. They have classes for, I've taught at classes at the grammar school level, but a lot of the senior centers, so that's another avenue that a person may want to go to, the recreation centers, because they are bringing it more and more to, you know, our local communities on, you know, in several different levels, on several different levels in several different communities. So definitely check that out, see what's going on in your local community, park and rec, et cetera, because it is available. And the last thing I have to say is my baby is breathe, 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 and to practice that breathing exercise, just to take notice of your breath. You know, that's the first thing with healing, is to recognize where we are. And with the breathing, if we start or when we start monitoring our breath, it'll give us a clear barometer of where we are and where we want to go. And I would definitely encourage narrowing down your breathing to your nose, to your inhalations and your exhalations, and really pay attention to how many counts, how many moments is it taking you to inhale and exhale, and work on balancing those two. And then from there, maybe in a subsequent show, we can give more instruction on how to increase your lung capacity, because it's very important to use our full lung capacity to increase our energy, increase our vitality, increase our awareness of what's actually happening in our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Again, yoga is union of body, mind, and spirit.
Great. Beautiful.
So there you have it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You did a great job on yoga here. You're really inspiring me to get more into that, like you did when you did the show on chakras, to the importance of chakras and breathing. You're into some great, great methods of healing, of health, of feeling better. And this is for people of all ages. This is wonderful. And listeners, take notes of these things. Don't follow up and do it. We've got a lot of people. I go to meetings and I have people listen to radio shows, and then later they do nothing. They just get comfortable in their old bad ways of living. So for those people, I'm just encouraging you to take note. Start small. Try a yoga class. Go get a book at the library. Go get a DVD or video at the library and look at yoga. Watch it. Sit in your chair. Or get on the rug or on the floor and try it. You just try a few things. Just start slowly. But this yoga is really, really great. You did a great job, Divine. I really love what you said. Now let's move into another thing. And I do want our listeners to know that, I want everybody to know that we've only got about 12 to 15 minutes left talking about this before we finish up. But there are different forms of exercise, many, many, many forms. Walking is one. And I'm going to mention some of these things and then get Divine to make her thoughts on, give her thoughts on these. Power walking is tremendous because it's the faster pace of walking, and you swing your arms and you swing your legs and you really get more out of it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Swimming is it's so great for the body, and it just makes you feel so good. These are things that, and then in the future, I want to talk about things like Tai Chi. I want to talk about, get a guest or more on acupuncture, reflexology, and this is, Take note, Divine, because I know you know a lot of people, and Tai Chi, acupuncture, and reflexology are things that I think our listeners would love to learn about them and use them in a way to be healthier, live longer. This is what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
So I'll start with walking and then get your take on this. Walking is free. It doesn't cost a penny. You walk down the street.
Absolutely.
Start slowly.
Yeah.
Walk a block or two or three, depending on your... or three or four or five, just start slowly and walk slow and just do a little bit at the first 5-10 minutes at least. And then let her pick up the pace and then also do a little longer. And you can move your arms and move your legs and move your hips. And that's what power walking is all about. That's what I do. I don't walk, just walk. I do power walking. And what power walking is heel, toe, and I'm moving my hips, and I'm moving my shoulders and arms, because the shoulders and arms and the hips are attached to just about all parts of your muscles and your whole body, and they just give you, you know what? Also, I sleep better after I do a power walking session and or meditation or breathing. And these are things that I know we a lot of listeners and a lot of people in this country have major, major sleeping problems. So take note. A little walk. Now, they say that walking is better to be in the morning. For me, it's better in the evening because it wears me out, because I'm very, very hyper, and I do a lot of things all day long, and I just want to rest my mind. And for me to rest my mind is I take a brisk walk, 15, 20 minutes, power walking, moving the arms, moving this sometimes 30 minutes, at the very least 5 or 10 minutes. This is what I do every night, and I sleep better, and it's so good for me. So let's talk about walking or power walking or anything along those concepts. Your thoughts on that as we get ready to close down the show.
Absolutely. Well, one of the, you know, major benefits of walking is the circulation, you know, just right. To get the body moving. And like you said, it doesn't take any money. You don't have to worry about a class schedule or anything like that. Whenever you have the time, you know, you can go for a power walk. I suggest walking as much as possible in a nature area, you know, away from traffic, so you're not breathing in all the fumes and, you know, toxins from the gas, you know, from cars and everything. But it is an excellent way to help someone not only to sleep better, to sleep deeper, you know, which means that they'll be less tired and less stressed during the day and less likely to have accidents or mishaps in their life. So power walking is, or walking period, I would say, is wonderful. And then a person can build up to the power walking. But we need that circulation in our lives. Like I said, oftentimes as we get older, whether a person is sitting at a desk all day or they're retired and, you know, they're home all day and basically, you know, just doing the normal up and down of cooking and, you know, cleaning, it's good to get out and get into nature and as much as possible into an area where there's fresh, you know, air around the trees and, you know, so a local park or whatever. Yeah.
A park of
trees. And I know you touched a little bit on swimming. Swimming is a great form of exercise. It's often paralleled with yoga because we are exercising each and every muscle in our body, not only muscle, but our internal organs as well with the strokes of yoga. I mean, of swimming. And like I said, that's an attribute of yoga as well. So it's one of the few forms of exercise, swimming and yoga, that we're working each and every muscle, each and every tendon, each and every organ and function of our body. So, but a good start is walking. Like you said, it doesn't take any extra equipment, no yoga mat, no, you know, swimming goggles or anything. You just get out
that's
walk. Yeah. You know?
And when we walk, good. This is Divine Aubrey speaking, our new co-host, and I'm Bobby Elias. Let's Create a Better World, our show. All right, daytime, it's better to walk in the morning, in the afternoon, early in the day. A few people like myself can do it at night. But also, it's a good time to walk is after a meal, a light walk. Take it easy, walk a little bit, stretch. And another time to walk or stretch is people that work in offices. Here's a great one. Every 2 hours, sitting down in front of a computer or laptop, you need to stretch that body. And the best way to do it is to get up and walk to the bathroom or walk to the water cooler and just take 3 or 4 or 5 minutes to just move the body and get away from that chair, because you need to do that, because sitting for 5 or 6 hours is really, really bad for you, like not moving at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good for you. It's better to get up at least every 2 hours, maybe even sooner. And as far as adding to swimming, what you said, that was great, Divine. But also, there are now aqua exercises out there. Not everywhere. You have to really dig in to find them. And maybe we can get, I do have a lady that's one of the best aqua exercise experts in the world. And I want to get her on this show if I can. I'll try. Can't promise. But or I can just talk to interview her and get some thoughts and get some information, and Divine and I can do it. That's why I'm so happy to have Divine on this show, because she brings a lot to the table in many areas. But swimming, aqua exercises, you're in the water, you're moving your muscles, you're moving your body up and down. It's a great, great exercise, another way to for circulation and to sleep better, in my opinion. In the future, Divine, I'd like to do, as I said earlier, and I want to repeat it again, I'd like to, with your help and my help, we can try to get somebody to talk about some of the things that, like Tai Chi, like acupuncture, like reflexology. Here's another one for you. Ear coning, where you sit, you lay down on the side of your body, and a lady puts a, maybe you can explain this better than me, but they put a candle, and a part of it goes into your ear, light it up, and what it does somehow is get the wax and all the junk out of your ears. It's ear cleansing, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful. So there are so many things that we can do, and we're going to bring out on this show, because Divine and I have had a great talk earlier today about things that we want to talk about in the future, but I just named a few of them right there, and there's more and more and more. So, and your thoughts, listeners, I'll give you my number at the end of the show, and Divine can give her contact information also if you like, but stay in touch with us. Stay in touch with the show, because we're going to bring you more and more and better things to do, to listen to do. Any more thoughts as we wrap up, Divine?
I would just say any kind of exercise that you can do, go for it. You know, it's very good. Oftentimes we hold tension in our body. We're not even aware of it. And just as you mentioned how, you know, anyone working in an office environment or sitting at a desk all day take 2 hours. Yes, it's very important to notice a person may, even when we're driving, we may have a tight grip on our car steering wheel or scrunching your face when staring at a computer screen. These unconscious habits can lead to chronic tension and muscle fatigue. So just a simple, you know, exercise of just getting up and taking a 5-minute walk kind of relaxes all of our muscles so that we can live a healthier life, you know?
Yeah.
So if you simply tune in, you know, you may be able to release some tension, you know, in your tongue and your eyes and different things. It may take, you know, years of practice to learn how to relax them, but just to start wherever you are. To start a very consistent exercise program.
Good, good. I'm going to say a few more things here. And, you know, the song we had on last week, or was it the week before, we had Joan Baez on. The reason we had her on, she sang the song We Shall Overcome. I think it was 2 weeks ago. That was the day I missed. But Joan Baez is in her 70s now. When she sang at Dr. Martin Luther King's great speech, I Have a Dream, at the Washington Monument, I believe it was 1963, Civil Rights March, huge march. She sang We Shall Overcome, and this woman can sing beautiful high notes, and that song was so loving, so spiritual. It was a perfect song for that particular session. I bring her name up because she just won a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is not easy to get into. It's just, so a salute to her, and a salute to also. At the end of the show, we're going to have our song again, which is Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band, 1975. And they had a different, what was, Divine, you looked it up a while ago. What was the words that they were going to have on it first? Do you remember those?
The original words, it was going to be, let me see if I can find it really quick. It was
hey, take your time,
computer.
Yeah. I'll keep talking while you...
It was What You Want Is What You Get. The song was originally titled What You Want Is What You Get before KC changed the title to Get Down Tonight, which I like
and
so
I
much
believe,
better.
And I believe those words you just mentioned are in the song. If they're not in that song, they're in a different song. I've heard those words a few times in music or... somewhere, I don't know where, it just became a
yes,
thing.
Yes, I'm sure they are part of the lyrics in the song.
Yes, yes. Okay, great. Well, you've been wonderful, Divine. I'm glad you're with the show. Thank you again here. But I want to just finish the show up by, as we want to have time for that song at a longer pace if possible, and our engineers listening, so at least 3 or 4 minutes if you can. we have a new engineer, Kelsey, a female. I'm glad to hear that we have a female over there in the PRN studio. For the years that I've been on this show, we have not had a female yet, but now we have one, thank goodness. And that's always nice. In this show, we're very pro-female. We're pro a lot of good things. So let me finish up by saying, by giving next week's shows, the next few weeks' shows, we're going to have some more on aging and health, and Divine will be with us more and more. So, and also Stefan, Rudolph, our other co-host, will be around. They can do shows together. I can do a show with either one of them. We're going to move around and do a lot of new things, and I'm really, really excited that you're with us, Divine. So, God, I can't thank you enough for it. And you're great, and you have a lot to offer. So, listeners, stay tuned with us. Okay, so let me start thanking all the people that have been a part to get this show going. First of all, I'll start with the New York staff of Jesse, the PRN director. I want to thank her name, Kelsey, the young lady that's doing most of the engineering work. I want to thank our L.A. staff, Greg, who's from Brooklyn, New York, by the way, and he does a great job helping me out. He's an associate producer. Another associate producer is Lydia. She also does a lot of research. She works with me on a number of things. And Divine Aubrey, thank you for being here once again. Before I say goodbye, I just want to say, oh, you're wonderful. Keep up the great work, and we're going to talk more and more. But hang on, I'm going to call you back in a few minutes because we now are going to doing a description. As soon as we finish the show, what we do is write up a few sentences, real quick, simple description of the show, and we turn it into our studio in New York, and they will put it on the telephone archives and the online archives. So PRN.fm is how you get to the online archives, as you know. And you don't punch in the word archives, you punch in the word show. So PRN.fm, and PRN, of course, stands for Progressive Radio Network, PRN.fm, and then you punch in Let's Create a Better World, and you put in the date of the show you want to hear, and that way you can go hear and see the descriptions of the shows and pick the one you like to hear, and then you can hear it right on your computer. For those that prefer on your phone, there are different numbers. I can't give you the numbers because they keep changing, but there are different numbers to call and hear the show. I should give you one number at least. And I'll give you that to you next week because I want to find out how long these numbers last. But okay, so let's finish the show, and our engineers listening. So if you can put on the song as much as you can about the great song by Sunshine and Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's Get Down Tonight. And by the way, we get down every day on this show, so be sure to keep tuning in to us. We're going to have some more great shows coming up in the future every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific. Take it over, engineer. Thank you very much, all of you, and thank you, the listeners, for tuning in.